I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Exploring our genealogical roots is much more than a fad. This increasingly popular endeavor seems to represent a fundamental, quite understandable wish to know from whence we came, both geographically and genetically. And these searches often yield surprises, some delightfully pleasant, some downright shocking. Indeed, the complex connections among us are quite amazing, reflecting the proverbial family of humankind, as we hear in this week's essay by Mike Fink.
The little finger on my right hand bends and dips, a clear sign that I am a Viking. Somebody sweeter set sail for Newport, or across Russia to the Caspian Sea in the region where my mother was born. To Spain or Portugal? Vikings are depicted as warriors, but they were also designers of boats with graceful prows. They hunted the squirrels and sold their tails, so they were tailors and traders as well as explorers. My sources say they were beautiful, handsome, careless, but even the men wore eye makeup to frighten and to seduce. Did cousins of my ancestors build the Viking Tower in Touro Park? Scholars doubt that version of the legend of the lighthouse, but defenders claim that each century took away some rocks and added newer boulders. My Norse Yale linguistics professor proposed that the world's archaic alphabet began with rocks, prophetic runes. There is truth and myth as well as poetry in all viewpoints and lore. Greta Garbo played the role of Swedish Queen Christina, who speaks forcefully, "I want peace, and peace I will have," and then abdicates to seek freedom from conquest and compromises with love and liberty and privacy to pursue happiness. I name my son in honor of another Swedish Viking, Raoul Wallenberg. This rescuing hero packed a trunk with champagne and his tuxedo and left his prestigious position of power in prosperous neutral Stockholm to save the Jews of Budapest from deportation to the death camps of World War II. Like Garbo, their graves are nowhere, but monuments to their contributions to history are in Sweden. I like the prospect of visiting their tombstones, knowing that they are not there, but everywhere. Yes, trace the roots and branches of your family tree, but I turn to Shakespeare. He puts wisdom, ironically, in the mouth of a foolish elderly courtier, Polonius, who gives fatherly advice to his son off to sea. The friends thou hast and their adoption tried, grapple them to thy soul with hoops of steel. Maybe my ancestors built the pyramids of Egypt. Perhaps relatives of other forebears constructed our Aquidneck Tower. Did my grandfather learn his trade of upholstery from a Viking gene? This I believe in our littlest state. We are cousins. Each among us has circled the world and come back to the miniature island of our personal lifetime and lifeline.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He's produced columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.